Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 421, the stanzas 1 and 2. O God of hosts, O God of grace, how lovely is thy holy place, how good and pleasant is thy dwelling. My thirsty soul longs earnestly, yea, faints thy holy courts to see, and what follows. Psalter 421, the stanzas 1 and 2. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Jeremiah 31, the verses 1 through 20. First, we will read the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Jeremiah 31, the first 20 verses. At the same time, saith the Lord, will I be the God of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people. Thus saith the Lord, the people which were left of the sword found grace in the wilderness, even Israel, when I went to cause him to rest. The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Again I will build thee, and thou shalt be built, O Virgin of Israel. Thou shalt again be adorned with thy tabrets, and shall go forth in the dances of them that make merry. Thou shalt yet plant vines upon the mountains of Samaria. The planter shall plant, and shall eat them as common things. For there shall be a day that the watchman upon the Mount Ephraim shall cry, Arise ye, and let us go up to Zion unto the Lord our God. For thus saith the Lord, Sing with gladness for Jacob, and shout among the chief of the nations, publish ye, praise ye, and say, O Lord, save thy people, the remnant of Israel. Behold, I will bring them from the north country, and gather them from the coast of the earth, and with them the blind and the lame, the woman with child, and her that travaileth with child together, a great company shall return thither. They shall come with weeping, and with supplications will I lead them. I will cause them to walk by the rivers of water in a straight way, wherein they shall not stumble. For I am a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. Hear the word of the Lord, O ye nations, and declare it in the isles afar off, and say, He that scattered Israel will gather him, and keep him as a shepherd doth his flock. For the Lord hath redeemed Jacob, and ransomed him from the hand of him that was stronger than he. Therefore they shall come and sing in the height of Zion, and shall flow together to the goodness of the Lord for wheat and for wine and for oil and for the young of the flock and of the herd. And their soul shall be as a watered garden, and they shall not sorrow any more at all. Then shall the virgin rejoice in the dance, both young men and old together, for I will turn their mourning into joy, and will comfort them, and make them rejoice from their sorrow. And I will satiate the soul of the priest with fatness, and my people shall be satisfied with my goodness, as saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, a voice was heard in Ramah, lamentations and bitter weeping, Rahel weeping for her children, refused to be comforted for her children, because they were not. Thus saith the Lord, refrain thy voice from weeping, and thine eyes from tears, for thy work shall be rewarded, saith the Lord, and they shall come again from the land of the enemy. And there is hope in thine end, saith the Lord, that thy children shall come again to their own border. I have surely heard Ephraim bemoaning himself thus, Thou hast chastised me, and I was chastised, as a bullock unaccustomed to the yoke. Turn thou me, and I shall be turned, for thou art the Lord my God. Surely after that I was turned, I repented, and after that I was instructed, I smote upon my thigh, I was ashamed, yea, even confounded, because I did bear the reproach of my youth. Is Ephraim my dear son? Is he a pleasant child? For since I spake against him, I do earnestly remember him still. Therefore my bowels are troubled for him. I will surely have mercy upon him, saith the Lord. Thus far the scripture reading. Let us try to ask the Lord for his blessing. Eternal, unchangeable, almighty, ever faithful and good doing God, then it has pleased thee in thy mercy and in the way of thy providence, that thou hast granted unto us and our children another Lord's Day, than yesterday evening, then we could erect another Ebenezer. Hitherto the Lord has helped us, and thou wast not only helped, but thou wast also spared. Then thou wast yet made a great difference with so many upon the face of the earth, where the virus continues to go over the earth, where many were ushered into eternity, others in hospitals and sick, wilt thou also remember them? And then thou wast still graciously watched over us. Others have been taken away by means of accidents, old age. Ah, thou wast many ways to usher us out of this time into that never-ending eternity. Oh, for many in the past week, when they were brought into eternity, they shall know where they shall spend the same, and we may still be in the precious day of grace, ah, Lord. In the busyness of life, and may we be given to pause. Oh, it is pleased thee in thy great mercy to grant thy holy word as a gift to the children of men. Ah, we have heard a prescient portion thereof that we have read together in this morning hour. But it has also pleased thee in thy goodness and in thy wisdom that thou wast granted the Sabbath day, that one day in seven, that we may rest from our normal labors, that we may gather in thy house, that we may gather around about thy holy word, that we may tend especially to the needs of our soul, ah, Lord. And may it please thee to bless it. And then under all thy goodness, then we are called to confess that our sins are great and manifold. Then by renewal, then the holy law was read. May we have heard it as we have never heard it before, and that it may bring us at thy feet as a poor, unworthy, hell-worthy sinner. Ah, one that has sinned everything away, that we may be given to be wonder all thy goodness and thy patient long-suffering, Lord. Thou knowest how that each of us have risen in this morning hour. Ah, may it have been with a prayer, that we may begin the day with thee, that we may go through the day with thee, and that at the end of the day, that we may be given to end in thee, ah, Lord. Thou knowest how deeply we have fallen in our deep fallen Adam. Ah, then we live upon this earth as if this is our eternity. But now we have heard out of thy holy word of precious things concerning thy Zion. Ah, then we have heard that thou wilt bless the families of Israel, Lord. May it please thee to do it in this morning hour and in this very day, where there are many families amongst us, where there is not one that feareth the Lord. Ah, Lord, may we be given to humbly beg of thee for a rich outpouring of thy Holy Spirit, and that in this morning hour that thou may work wonderfully in the hearts of young and old. Ah, thou knowest that if thou doth not work, that we shall continue on that broad way that leadeth to hell. But thou wast now promised that thou gatherest thy church by word and by spirit. May it then please thee to do it in this morning hour. Oh, to work in the midst of the family circles, to work in the hearts of our boys and our girls, our young people, the middle-aged and the elderly. Ah, when thou worketh, then it shall become reality, that they shall come to themselves, and that they shall come with weeping and with supplication. Ah, then it shall not be strange what we have sung together in this morning hour. May it also please thee to bless the singing for us and our children, that our hearts may be touched. Ah, that by thy grace that we may receive a little beginning, that the high praises of the Lord may be in our mouth, with that vehement desire that thou wert praised by us, but also by our fellow men, all in the midst of the family circles, among young and old, Lord. Convert then what is unconverted, and where thou hast begun, wilt thou work further, wilt thou grant those further leadings. We have also heard out of thy holy word the things which thou hast merited and prepared for thy children, that they shall be satisfied with the rich things of the Lord. Oh, those are the blessings which thy dear Son has merited for his people, and which he gives so freely. Applies them by thy Holy Spirit, Lord. Come then down with thy Holy Spirit. Come down then down with thy power, and come down with thy blood. May in this morning hour, may matters take place that may have value for that never-ending eternity, Lord. It is a solemn and a serious time. But it was also a serious time, what we have read out of thy holy word. And then thou wast promised those rich blessings, that thou would work wonderfully and mightily in the midst of the families of Israel, all Lord. Do it then for thy honor and for thy glory, that jewels may be added to the meritorial crown of Jesus Christ. We commend unto thee thy church over the length and the breadth of the earth. Remember all those that are called to labor there in thy servants, those that are weak, those that are old, but all of them, because without thee they can do nothing. Wilt thou remember elders and deacons? Remember those on the mission field, and may it be a Sabbath day that the blessings of which we have read out of thy holy word, that they may be fulfilled. Lord, remember all the needs amongst us. Then we remember all the mourning ones, and Lord, There are many amongst us with those deep wounds. Oh, may it please thee to uphold, to remember, and to strengthen them, and that of that out of that mourning for dear ones, that another mourning may be born, of which we have read out of thy holy word, that thou wilt draw them with weeping and with supplication. Lord, remember all our elderly ones in the care home, with those that may care for them, those in their homes, those that may go in and out. Wilt thou remember and wilt thou bless them with the blessings of which we have heard out of thy holy word, that thou may remember the families of Israel. Remember all under the physician's care. Lord, we may thank thee that there are none in the hospital in this day, but thou knowest all the concerns, thou knowest the dreaded disease. Then we commend them all unto thee. We remember the handicapped ones' difficulties of the body and of the mind. Wilt thou remember them above all? Wilt thou grant that one thing needful? Remember the crosses, the burdens. Remember prodigal sons and prodigal daughters. And now, Lord, then in this morning hour, then we humbly beg of thee that thou may remember us poor sinners, all look down upon us, in the Son of thine eternal love. Through him there is mercy. May it please thee to grant the opening of thy holy word. Anoint us with fresh oil from above, and may it be granted that with joy and with liberty we may be given to declare the wonderful works of the Lord, because, Lord, how wonderful and profound they are. Oh, may it be granted unto the family circles, that those wonderful things may be experienced. It is so necessary thou grantest this time, that we may be prepared to meet our Maker in righteousness and in peace, Lord. Go then from bench to bench. Go from dwelling to dwelling. Go from heart to heart. Graciously take away everything that could be a hindrance. Give a little rest. Bind the devil. And that the outgoing of the service may be for the coming of thy kingdom, and for the glory of thy name, we ask it in the pardoning of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 12, the stanzas 1 through 4. Lord, rebuke me not in anger, chasten sore, I waste away. Pity my distress and hear me. Lord, how long wilt thou delay? The extra collection today is for the Student Support Fund. Psalter 12, the four stanzas. And this morning hour, with the help of the Lord, then we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Luke 15, the verses 17 through 28. Luke 15, the verses 17 through 28. And when he came to himself, he said, "How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants." And he arose and came to his father. Thus far. Our text words speak of the prodigal son coming to himself, with three thoughts. In the first place, the reflecting son. In the second place, the resolving son. And in the third place, the returning son. The prodigal son coming to himself. The reflecting son. The resolving son, and in the third place, the returning son. Beloved congregation, we have seen the past times, the blessed portion of those two sons, when they were in their father's house. Then we could say, because it is spiritual instruction, that they were not far from the kingdom of God, under the external administration of the covenant of grace, a word the Lord has promised by his Holy Spirit to gather his church among young and old. Have you heard it this morning, congregation? Of the blessing which we have read out of Jeremiah 31 verse 1, that I will be the Lord of all the families of Israel. Oh, have you then sent up prayers to the Lord and say, "Ach, Lord, may that now be fulfilled in a very rich measure in the midst of my families, in the midst of the congregate, in the midst of the families, in the midst of the congregation." But then we have heard that son has left his father's house, and that he has went into a far country. Oh, a picture of what we have done in our deep fallen Adam. The Lord has placed our parents in paradise, everything they needed, but they have listened to the devil. They were driven out of paradise. And so we and our children by nature, we have come in that far country. Paul has written to the Ephesians of such a people. It is true he was speaking of the Gentiles, but then in Ephesians 2 verse 12, "And at that time ye were aliens of the commonwealth of Israel, strangers of the promises of the covenant." Then Paul is written, without Christ, without hope, and without God in this world. And then we have heard that son has went very far away from his father's house, his father's instruction, His father's praying, his father's blessings, young people, shall you in an outward way never do as that prodigal son, because then the fruit shall be bitter here in the time, and if we are not brought back, what shall it be to appear before our Maker? But young people, I do hope by the grace of God that you may be given to experience in your heart does not mean in an outward way, but what it is to be in that far country, that separation between God and your soul, that is worse than death. And then we have heard that he has spent it all in righteous living. Oh, surely if that younger son, if we had met him and we would ask, are you now truly happy? Hopefully he still had a speaking conscience and that he was given to ponder over his ways, that it was not what it was he expected. I read in the book of Proverbs that the way of transgressors is hard. And then we have heard that a famine has come and that finally he sought occupation with a pig farmer to take care of those pigs. And then he was given to see that the swine, that they still received something to eat. And he would have loved to eat with those swine. What a lowly condition he has come to, but it was not given unto him. Ah, then we see congregation, that we live in such a hard and such a cruel world. And for that younger son, as long as he had money to give out and that he could feast, then it seems that he had friends, but we can understand that they were not true friends, because a true friend is one that shall also remain at our side and try to help us, if possible, empathize when we come in great trouble and want. Ah, then that younger son, then he was given to see that those pigs, that they were happier than he, that he was such a wretched boy upon the world. Have you ever become jealous of the animals, boys and girls? When you see a pig, a sheep, a cow, what do you then sometimes think about? Do you sometimes think that animal has not sinned as I have, and that animal may still be upon the earth for the purpose wherewith the Lord has created them? And what else? What else do you think about? When you look at the birds and the animals, then those animals and birds, they have no soul. And when they die, then it is all finished. But we have a never-dying soul. We are traveling to eternity. Thus, the sad condition, the sad state of that younger son in that faraway country. But then we have heard that neither the blessings, he had much money to spend, much more than most boys, undoubtedly, that the goodness of the Lord did not bring him on the right place. But also when the Lord has come with that famine and with those troubles and with those trials, and that he became so hungry, I think, boys and girls, maybe you can picture him, that his clothes were wore, he was clothed in rags, he was becoming skinny, scrawny, then I think you can picture him. But then we have heard that neither the goodness nor the judgments of the Lord has brought him on the right place. Maybe there are those that say in this morning, Lord, still a privilege that I am not in that far country. It's great blessing when we may still be under the truth. That is where the Lord has promised to gather His church. The Lord has never promised to gather His church. He can do it. That is the wonder of grace. For the Lord, there is nothing too hard. We have heard out of Genesis 18, verse 14. But the Lord has promised to gather His church to bless the families of Israel under the external administration of the covenant of grace, but to have to say, "Oh Lord, it is a blessing. I am not in that far country, but I have to confess that under all thy blessings and under all thy callings, and they have been manifold amongst us, that Lord, that in a spiritual sense, that I still dwell in that faraway country, that I am still seeking my happiness in the world, then I'm not speaking of sinful things. May the Lord keep us from all the temptations, and they are great and manifold in this time, but nevertheless, seeking my life and the lawful things in this world, thinking I shall truly become happy, but in a spiritual sense, I am living in that far country, so far away from thee. Or are there souls that know what it is, that we have come to ourselves? That is what our text speaks about. Then what a wonder it is that in this parable, and then it is clear that it was not only for the Pharisees and for the publicans, because among that people, they have not all spent their goods. Among the publicans, there were many that were frugal. And think of the Pharisees, do we not read of Nicodemus? Thus it is very clear that this parable that speaks of the way that the Lord holds with the son and daughter of Adam that has departed from the Lord, that is living in that far country, not seeking after the Lord, nor His righteousness, nor the things of the Lord. But now what a wonder is that in this parable, that after verse 16, that there is not a period. Would have been righteous. That is what that younger son has learned. It would have been righteous that if after that 16th verse, when he was in that far country and when he was feeding and looking at those swine, that there would have been a period, that it would have been finished, and that soon he would have died of starvation, without hope, without God, and so had to appear before his Maker. But now we read in verse 17, then it begins, and that is a different end than we read. It is true we read that word end in verse 11, verse 12, verse 13, verse 14, verse 15, and verse 16. Those verses all begin with end. And then each end is only a further departing from his father's house and from the things of the Lord. Those ends and those verses, that is only a deeper misery. But now in verse 17, then we read an end by renewal. But that is such a different end. Oh, in the life of the church, that is an end of the free and sovereign good pleasure of the Lord. That is the great mercy of the Lord. Oh, we have read together out of Jeremiah 31 of that Ephraim. Oh, is Ephraim not my dear son? Oh, then there was a father that was troubled concerning that Ephraim. Ah, that is an end of free and sovereign grace. That is a one-sided end. Because if that end had not taken place, then that son would have soon perished with those swine in that far country. Ah, that is the wonderful work of the Lord, which we have read together out of Jeremiah 31. And therefore, congregation, all remain under that old truth, because if that end had to come from that son, it would have never come, congregation. Then that son, he would have remained in that far country till death had overtaken him. And then, oh, then there is another end. And then we are called to appear before our Maker and to give an account of our stewardship, what we have done with the truth, what we have done with the blessings, what we have done with the callings. Thus it is a wonderful end. That is an end of the mercy of the Lord. Of course, the parable can never bring out the great riches of free and sovereign grace, because that father, oh, surely he has turned gray. Oh, boys and girls, that you never give reasons that your father and mother, that they have to turn gray because of your actions, what you do, that you go in a far country, that you do not honor them. But now that wonderful end, the natural father, oh, undoubtedly, we hope to hear it later in this parable, that he has looked so often whether that younger son would come to himself and whether he would return to his father. But of course, that father did not know where that son was, how far he has went away. That father did not know of his condition, that he was feeding pigs. That was hidden for the father. But now concerning the church, oh, the Lord in heaven, he beholds the children of men and those chosen ones. Then the Lord, that is also a blessing of the covenant of grace, because that chosen people, they cannot perish before they are born again. Then they must be kept till that grace is glorified, that the Lord may begin that good work. But now the Father in heaven, oh, then he beholds those sons and daughters in that far country, that they have walked so far that they are running away and no desire. Oh, of course, when we are under the truth, we want to go to heaven, but we have not a desire for that God of heaven. But now the wonder, and when, that is the time that the Lord looks down upon a son and daughter of Adam. That is the time of mercy. That is the time of regeneration. That is the time when we are stopped. That is the time when everything becomes different. And when? Has that one ever taken a place in our life, congregation? Has that when ever taken place in our life? Must take place here in the time. And when he came to himself, and now as long as we are in the land of the living, then those whens still take place. May it take place in this morning hour. Then it would be a service, congregation, that you would never forget. Then it would become different, the same as with the boy in that parable. The Lord, he converts people as long as we are in the day of grace. A few Lord's Day ago, I have told you about Luke Short, about that boy under that sermon. No, maybe I have told it in another congregation, but that was a boy that was converted. He was also went to a far country. Parents have given him the Bible, but he was 100 years old when the Lord has stopped him. But what is the best time, boys and girls? To seek the Lord. Reverend Brackel, he has written in this reasonable service, when we are brought up under the truth, of course there are those boys and girls that may fear the Lord from their youth. They are blessed boys and girls that know not so much of that far country. They shall experience that breach, but not the depths thereof in an outward way. But he has written, when we are born under the truth, under a gospel ministry that experiences thought that the Lord converts most of his people, that when between the years 14 and 25 years. Reverend Smitegeld in a sermon has written that the most before 30 years. May the Lord use that he may shoot an arrow in the heart of one that is 25 years or 30 years, that it may be an arrow that you may be brought in the need and say, "Ach, Lord, now I have become that age, and that when has never taken place in my life. I am still unconverted." Of course, when we have become older, may that be encouragement for the older ones. It is still possible, but the necessity that we are given to hasten for our life's sake, because the brittle thread of our life that can be cut off so suddenly and so unexpectedly. And when? What a wonderful word that is. And then there follows, "And when he came to himself," we would say, boys and girls, then he received his right mind back. He came to his senses. And then he started to think. Bishop Ryle has stated in a certain place, it is a blessing when in the congregation that people may be given to think. Of course, it must be sanctified, but it does not go outside of our understanding. Thus a blessing when even in an outward way, that as a people we may be given to think and meditate oftentimes about these things, that we may speak together as families of that one thing needful, because in our text, then we read, "And when he came to himself," that must take place, congregation, here in the time that it becomes reality. Thus that son, when he came to himself, a beautiful emblem of the work of the Holy Spirit, that he enlightens our understanding, and that the affections are turned away from the world and toward the Lord. And when he came to himself, then he was given, because our first point, that is the reflecting sun. And when he came to himself, then he was given to think very deeply and very earnestly of his life that lay behind. Then he was given to think of everything that he has done, that he has sinned against his father's goodness, father's prayers, father's admonishments, his father's begging, because surely that father said, "Ach, son, be not so unwise. Do you not have it good with me? are you lacking everything? And that the son would have to agree that he lacked nothing. Oh, and when he came to himself, how he had wasted everything. He had left his father's house with much money, with riches, and he has wasted everything. Oh, when we come to ourself, then we are given to reflect upon the time that lies behind us. Then we are given to reflect upon our wasted time that we have spent it only for self, for the satisfying of the flesh, that we have not used that time wisely. Then we are called to reflect upon the wasted sermons, that we have heard so many sermons, the admonishments, the callings, the invitations, that none are excluded. Then we are called to reflect when we had convictions in our conscience, when we were troubled, when we were serious. I still hope that happens, congregation, that there are times that you cannot fall asleep, boys and girls, that there are times that we make promises and say, "Oh Lord, if thou now still spares us, then I shall read my Bible more diligently, and I shall pray more often, and I shall forsake the world because my time is short." Oh, when we come to ourself, then it all comes back. Then we are given to reflect upon our stewardship, the use of our talents. Then when we look in the mirror of the law, then it all becomes sin. And then again, such a holy, again, such a just and a good doing God. And when he came to himself, then we are given to reflect upon who the Lord is, his goodness and his mercy, because then that son, when he was taking care of those swine, those pigs, and when he was so hungry, then he was given to live in his miserable condition, so far from his father's house. And then when he came to himself, he was given to think back of his youth, of that blessed time. And then he was given to think of that father's house. Oh, he did not mention that older son, that he did not even dare, because he had ruined everything. He had willfully left that father's house. He has spent everything in that far country. And when he came to himself, he said, "How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger." Thus he was given to reflect upon the blessed portion. He did not mention that older son, because he has sent everything away. Are there souls in my midst that have sent everything away? It's when the Lord uncovers. And that does not mean, congregation, that we have to go in the world and in the places of vanity. But when we come to ourself, when the Lord grants that light, when we may be given to look into the holy mirror of God's holy law, oh, has that now taken place? When the Lord grants it in this evening hour, then once more we hope to gather at the foot of Mount Sinai. Oh, have we come to ourself? Has that confession come on our lips? Oh, Lord, what a great sinner I am, against thy law, but also against thy goodness. Because do I not read in Romans 2, verse 4, "Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance, and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of the Lord leadeth to thee to repentance. Oh, when we come to ourself, then we are given to reflect about the long-suffering, the patient long-suffering of the Lord, that he is still kept, that we may still have a place upon the earth, that the heaven still covers us, that the Lord, that he has left us on the earth while others have been taken away. Then he was given to reflect upon even those hired servants. And then he has said, how many hired servants of my father's? Then it has all become guilt. Then that son has lived in, notwithstanding what he has done, that he was still his father. Ah, that has only increased his guilt, his burden. Ah, when he came to himself, then what bitter tears that people are given to shed. Ah, they do their best to hide it. May the Lord grant a time among our families that also in the church of God, it is true, when the Lord works, then we shall try to do our best to hide it. But when the Spirit works, then there shall be times that it shall be impossible, that our sorrow, that our grief, that it becomes so great, that godly sorrow of which I read in 2 Corinthians 7 verse 10. Thus, when we come to ourself, then we are given to see the blessedness of the people of God, that is a blessed, and that is a happy people. And then we are drawn toward that God, but also toward that people. And then we shall make that good choice of a Ruth, thy people shall be my people, and thy God, my God. How many hired servants of my fathers have bread enough and to spare? Then they are given to see. Does not mean that God's people are all rich, but even when that people are poor, do you know what we then see, boys and girls? That people have such a rich God, and that those storehouses that they are for them, and then that people, oh, what a blessing, that people, it is true, they have to smite themselves upon their breast, and that they have to say that they are not dependent like they ought to be, but that people, when with their empty sacks, when they may go to that greater Joseph, that storehouse, then they shall never be put to shame. Thus, that son was given to reflect upon what he has done, but also the happiness in that father's house. And when we come to ourself, there's the general way that the Lord holds with his people, that we are first convicted of our actual sins, but in that deeper and further uncovering, Ezekiel 8, dig deeper, son of man, and thou shalt find a greater abomination than when it pleases the Lord to lead us back to that blessed state. Oh, of Adam and Eve, and what we have done in our covenant, had Adam, that we have broken that covenant, then how deep it goes, then from our side, it becomes impossible. Let us first sing. Psalter 148, the stanzas 1, 3, and 5. Jehovah, to my prayer give ear, nor hide thee from my cry. Attend my sad complaint and hear, my restless bone and sigh, and what follows 148, 1, 3, and 5. The prodigal son coming to himself, the reflecting son, and now in the second place, the resolving son. And then we read, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. Thus then we read of a son that was not only hungry, but we read of a son that was perishing. Then we have seen in the life of the son that when he came into want, that he began to work, that he may live, that he may provide for himself. And now he has not only become hungry, because then it is implied in our text that with that hunger that he has still remained in that far country. But now a time has come that he had to perish with his hunger. And what a work that the Holy Spirit has in the way of uncovering and conviction that a soul may be brought to that place. Because how busy that people can be that is out of that love and an earnest desire to please the Lord, because they have learned that they cannot appear before their God with all their sins, with all their iniquities, that things, matters need to be made right. I read of that people in Isaiah 57 verse 10, where they have said that they were wearied because of the great journey, yet they have not said it was without hope, and to that end they were not grieved sufficiently. Maybe there are a few souls that understand it, that you can still stay alive with everything. Ah, what a blessed matter it is when we may come to ourself and when we may taste of the precious things of the Lord, and that the Lord may feed us with His word and with the tokens of His goodness. But we must also remember these parables. They are in the context, and He receiveth sinners and eateth with them. That is the work of that blessed Lord Jesus Christ, to receive sinners, that they may be pardoned of their sins. But now for the Son, He was not only hungry, but it has become hopeless because He was perishing. And then when He thought of His Father's house, that there was such an abundance, oh, in the work of grace, then we are drawn by love. We have heard out of that everlasting love out of Jeremiah 31 verse 3. Oh, that is a love from eternity, that the Lord has chosen, known His people, and that He converts them in the time. But now we do not only read of a reflecting Son, but we read of the resolving Son, that with everything that has taken place, and much has taken place in the life of that Son, that He was not only given to reflect, but upon that reflection, there was a fruit. And that separates between the precious and the vile. Because when we are in church, then we have much to hear and much to think about and much to reflect, and a great blessing when we cannot live so easy upon this world, that we have deep impressions that end when that needs to take place in our life. And our common convictions, they can go very deep. But now with that Son, with all His reflection, then He could not stay in that far country. That far country has become death unto Him. Then He has experienced that with everything that He thought would make Him happy, that it was a bitter disappointment. And that can also be when the Lord prospers us in this world, that He gives us what we desire, that money is not a difficulty, and that we are given to reflect, and that we are given to see with everything that the Lord has blessed us with, that how poor we are, and not to despise outward things, but that all the outward blessings, they cannot give the true satisfaction and instill that unrest that we are given to see with everything that the Lord has given us. What can we take along, boys and girls? When we are laid in a coffin, what can we take along? Some clothes. Everything else we leave behind. May the Lord also use that with all the prosperity that the Lord has given, that we may come to ourself, do we not read in 1 Timothy 6 verse 7, brought nothing in this world, and we can take nothing along. Thus this makes a separation. Think of a Balaam, when he was standing on that high hill and he looked upon the encampment of Israel, then it made a great impression upon that prophet. He was given to see that that was a blessed people. Numbers 24, verse 5, how goodly are thy tents, O Jacob, and thy tabernacles, O Israel. Then he has even said in Numbers 23, verse 10, let me die the death of the righteous, and let my last end be as his. Thus Balaam was given to see that Israel was a blessed people, all those families in those tents, that they were a people blessed above all the other peoples of the earth. But do you know what was the trouble with Balaam? He was given to reflect. He was given to see something of the blessedness of that chosen people. Was an impressive sight with that pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire and that tabernacle in the midst and that orderly encampment. But he had not a desire to live with that people. But now for that true people of God, when they are given to reflect, and then by the work of the Holy Spirit, then there also comes a resolution. Do we not read in Lord's Day 33 of that sincere sorrow after God over our sins and a hating and a fleeing from the same? Martin Luther, also other ones, Jonathan Edwards, they have written that the way to hell is paved with good intentions. I hope that we all have many good intentions. But how has it now went with those intentions? Have we now fled from that far country with that good choice of a Moses, which I read in Matthew 11, the verses 24 through 6, rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of Egypt for a season? And then we read in verse 18, I will arise and go to my father. It had become hopeless in that far country. He was given to see that in that far country soon he would perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father. Then we do not read, oh, he has come to his wit's end. Are there also souls in my midst that have made that resolution that the world has become death? Not to despise the good things, but that the bridge has been taken up with that far country, that you have set your face inwards, a deep impression that you need to belong to that people of God, and a need that you are pardoned of all your sins. But that the question is, may I now come in such a way as I am, with my rags, with my sins? Oh, what a stumbling blocks there can be. Are there souls that are troubled with those stumbling blocks? Oh, when you may hear those precious invitations, and that they fit your case, that you say, Lord, that is now my case described. And what a wonder that there are still those precious invitations, but may I now come? Oh, that they are sinners, they know. That they are unworthy, they have been humbled. Oh, it can be the question. But am I now unworthy, humble enough? Oh, for that Son, we have heard it. Not only to hunger, but that we learn to perish, that the need becomes so great. Ah, those invitations, Isaiah 45, verse 22. Look unto me, all ye ends of the earth. That is for that boy in that far country that has sent everything away, that has ruined everything, that is nothing to plead upon, only sins, iniquities, has spoiled, wasted everything. Ah, the church learns the value of that little word mercy and of grace, that the Lord is merciful to such a one. Thus, we do not read, oh, undoubtedly that boy has been thinking about it, troubled about it. How may now I appear with my father, with all my wasted goods, with rags, fallen apart, scrawny, dirty? But he has said, it is true, the Lord is free. The one, he draws more by love, and the other, he drives more by the law. But they shall all come. Oh, I read of that drawing love of the Father in John 6, verse 44, that they shall be drawn by the Father who has sent the Son. I will arise. What a precious instruction for poor and needy sinners that have ruined, that have spoiled everything. We must close. The rest we can add to the next time. Oh, what a precious instruction in our text. And when he came to himself. Has that now taken place, congregation? Have we now truly come to ourself? Has it become reality? Has there come a time that it has become different? Not saying you could explain it. The Lord would convert you in this morning. May we be given to us, because we have heard of that blessing for all the families of Israel. Then we cannot give it a name, and we would not say, Lord, now I am converted. No, then we come to ourself, and then the Lord works by that love. And then we realize that there is one thing needful, and oh, then it shall also be, then we have compassion with all that people in that far country. Those friends, they have left them. And we do not read, they have come along, and when he came to himself, because congregation, that shall happen in all of our lives. And when he or she came to himself, blessed that people, with whom it may take place in this life, and then they shall come to the Father's house. Oh, they shall learn only possible through the meritorial work of Christ Jesus. But what shall it be, congregation? Does not take place in this life, and when it becomes reality at the end, and when he came to himself, when it shall be eternity, a whole eternity to reflect what we have wasted, what we have done, the callings, the convictions. But then there shall be no way back to the Father's house. Then the door shall be shut. To that end, may we be given to seek the Lord while he may be found. and call upon him while he is near. Amen. Let us close. Lord, may it please thee to bless thy holy word, that in this very hour, that among young and old, that there may be those by thy spirit, that they may come to themselves, that they may be given to reflect, that they may be given to pray and turn unto thee, O Lord. Then we have heard that precious promise concerning the families of Israel. Wilt thou work mightily, irresistibly, and where thou hast begun, that there may not only be that hunger after righteousness, that thirsting, but that there may also be learned that with everything that thou givest, the tokens of thy favor, to be given to rejoice in thy providence, to learn that outside of the righteousness of thy dear Son, that we must still perish. Oh, may poor and needy souls that stand so far off, may they be given to come, even with an Esther. I will go to the king, and if I perish, I perish, Lord. Remember in the furtherance of this day, gather us together in this afternoon hour, grant traveling mercies, forgive us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 403, the three stanzas. Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing unto our God. It is right and pleasant for us saints to tell us praise abroad. 403, let us only sing 1 and 3. I receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.